In the end, it doesn't work. In the end, it doesn't work because of two words. Hasam, what's the lashon of the Gemara? Hasam behema. Hacha, das acheres. For some reason, you can't apply his pashtus. Here's a qualification. Simply, you may or may not use that word. You can either say you can't apply his pashtus at all, or you can't apply his pashtus automatically. We'll see if we show them that do apply. Because there's another party here, das acheres. There is another party. We're going to see today three different approaches towards understanding this response of the Gemara. And we will ask ourselves, and this is really the Lamdasha challenge today, today's Lamdasha challenge. What can we learn about the nature of Hispashtus based on the Gemara's rejection of Hispashtus by Kiddushin? That's our Kryptonite day. What can we learn about Superman by studying Kryptonite? What can we learn about Hispashtus by studying the failure of Hispashtus for Kiddushin? Or what can we learn about Kiddushin and Hispashtus? What type of Hispashtus was the Gemara considering? Based on the disqualification of that Hispashtus, what type of Hispashtus was the Gemara considering using for Kiddushin? Why doesn't it work for Kiddushin? How does this help us understand Kiddushin better? How does this help us understand Hispashtus better? In order to make sense of this logical statement that Hispashtus works in general, but it doesn't work for Kiddushin because of X, it will grant us a deeper insight into Hispashtus and a deeper insight into Kiddushin. That's what makes Shas Kryptonite. Every time you have a failure, oh, Ein Shlich Devar Avera, how does Avos understand Shlichus better? How does understand Avera better? Why does Avera scuttle Shlichus? So we're going to see three different approaches today as to why Hispashtus doesn't work for Kiddushin. We'll ask ourselves, well, what form of Hispashtus is the Gemara rejecting? So that will help us clarify yesterday's big question. And why does it not work? What do we have to say about Kiddushin? And of course, from our perspective, how could you disagree with that? By better understanding the assumption, you want to challenge it. Well, if I said this, maybe I don't have to agree with the Rashba, the Ritva, I can say something a little bit different. Okay? So that's our starting point. What's the simple, dimple approach? Das Acheres is, there is a, give me a good English word. You want to say Hispashtus, you can't say Hispashtus because there is a
blocker.
Blocker, very good. There's a blocker. Okay? Hopefully we'll all take COVID-19 blockers soon. That will block the COVID-19 from clinging to our lungs and their cells. We'll take blockers. That's so graphic. So we take a blocker. Okay? Who's the first Rishon to use the word blocker in place of the Gemara's very vague language? Well, for some reason, it's a das acheres. It can mean a lot of things. Das acheres is like a headline. But who's the first person to actually use a word that sounds like blocker?
Rashi,
very good. That's why someone would say this is Rashi's pshat. And Rashi doesn't say much, but when you see other Rishonim, oh, now we understand Rashi a little bit better. Now I understand what's happening in Rashi. Hermeneutic reading. You see, we showed him a little bit more. Now I really understand Rashi. Rashi says, "Das acheres." You ask the woman. You just told the woman you're going to marry half her. Maybe she's prepared to be married half, but she's not prepared to be married at all. So the problem of Hispashtus, and the reason that going from Chatzi Isha to 100, not 250, but saying Chatzi Isha, is maybe she's not on board. Maybe she doesn't want to be married to you. She hears Chatzi Isha. She maybe learned Kiddushin. She knows that it's a joke. You can't marry half a woman. She says yes because she's just playing along with it. She wants to do a lumbish prank on someone. And she doesn't want to be married to you. She doesn't want that final outcome. Namely, I don't care how you understand Hispashtus. Take yesterday's shiur. You can understand Hispashtus this way, that way, a third way. You can even understand it as the diffusion that we rejected and find some way to make it work. Nothing is relevant in this context because there is a blocker. There is a woman who is not on board. She's not all in. She's not part of the program. She doesn't know that you want to be totally married. She thinks you're only playing a game, you want to be half married. She either knows that it won't work or she's willing to be half married, whatever that means, but she's not willing to be your wife. So you said chetziach mekudeshesli. There is no das ha'isha. Without das ha'isha, the hekdesh is a unilateral decision. You're describing Hekdesh, you're announcing Hekdesh, you're designating Hekdesh. We don't have to interview the animal. No gorilla interviews. Haramba doesn't have rights. The animal becomes Hekdesh. Okay? We just go right ahead. What are my animal rights? Human beings have rights because they have duties. Animals have neither. They just live. They have no rights, no duties. Doesn't mean we should abuse them. Chas v'shalom should be cruel. But that whole very, very dangerous bastard child of democracy. Once we develop rights and even animals have rights, and trees have rights, and granola bars have rights. So, what? You know, Lamar's daughter. Okay, so other inanimate objects. Okay, it also cheapens the concept of rights. That's the real problem. The problem is not for animals, it's for human beings. Once animals have rights, then what do rights really mean? So it's called inflation of values. Once you spread the values too far, the values become ridiculous. It used to be rights were really important. Today, everyone can see everyone in a litigious society, so it cheapens the value of rights if they're always spread. That's the real problem. It's called devaluation. Okay, who else says this? Which other very, very early Rishon says the problem here is the woman's opposition not being on board? Reuben? Tosos, but earlier than Tosos. Okay, this is always helping you out. Who spoke earlier than Tosos? Josh? Rabbeinu Hananel. Again, we don't have Rabbeinu Hananel in our Gemara, we have Rabbeinu Hananel in the Rashba. So the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, and Rabbeinu Hananel says, the problem with Das Acheres is she doesn't know. She doesn't want to be married. You need to ask her. Okay, but Rachzal Nira Shenishma Mikushizu Perish Kivan the Shamale the Amale Chetzeich. She heard Chetzeich. Lo Gamra Nafshe Klal. Lo Gamra Nafshe Klal. Now we'll see other Rishonim who Reuben may or may not have mentioned, and who may or may not have quoted the Rach, who may or may not hold like this. Probably they do. But what's the chisaron with this pshat? Before we head off to the races, before we throw a liftoff, why would you not say this pshat? It seems like such an obvious pshat. Why would you not say this pshat? Yes, Josh. Well,
the Rashba says why. The Rashba says because then what's the difference between a behemoth? His pashas does end up working in the case. Okay, so let
it work. This case where you said chetzeich doesn't work, but if you say I'm saying chetzeich, by the way, marry me whole. Or whole of you marry, then it should work. What's the problem here?
If she accepts it, then she has
a dot. Right, so that was Josh's. No, but she hears chetzeich, so she doesn't know that the guy is planning his boss just to take over, the leverage buyout. She just thinks chetzeich. Okay, but you have half married to you. What do I care? No, it doesn't work. What are the problems with this? Well, what's the obvious problem? I mean, even in the Rach, what does the Rach say? Lo gamri mekanya nafshe. Why does the Gemara say that language? The Gemara knows that language. Logami mekanya nafshe. We have this language all over Kiddushin. Logami mekanya nafshe. Why is the Gemara being so cryptic? Das acheres. Logami hasam behem. Mahacha logami nafshe. We know that women, right? Where do we have the language before? Mekanya nafshe. Kalibin. So the Gemara is aware that we need das aisha. The Gemara is aware that, and if there's a breakdown in communication, logami nafshe. She doesn't know. It's just like if you tell a woman, be my frog. And you mean, I want you to be my wife. She doesn't know. She thinks you want her pet frog. So this is a Gemir's Das. And the related question is, well, if this is a Gemir's Das question, it should be obvious. Like, what does the Hava mean? What's the whole big drama here? Oh, let's say Spashas. What do you mean? You can't say Spashas. It's obvious. You can't play Spashas games against the will of the women. That's the ABCs of Kiddushin. She has to know she's getting married. You can't marry a woman bel karcha. That's why the Gemara says, Isha Niknes. Show us. As far as I remember, there's a Gemara somewhere about that, right? It sounds like there's a different drama, more internal to Hispashtas taking place in the Gemara, whereas according to Rashi and Ben Hananel, it wasn't Hispashtas problem. Anytime you want to trump out, you want to throw out a Kiddushin, oh, let's do Kiddushin this way, let's do Kiddushin that way, she's got to be on board. And if she doesn't know she's marrying you, and you didn't give her any indication that you're marrying her because you said, I want to marry half of you. She says, oh, that's interesting. I don't know what that means, but I'm fine with me. So she's not married. This is an external conversation. It's so external that no matter what you say about Hispashtas on Monday, you reject it on Tuesday. Call Hispashtas diffusion. Call Hispashtas the Misa. Call Hispashtas the Avi Balsam theory. I don't care. It's not going to work. Because in case of emergency, break the glass. This is a glass breaker. The whole system collapses because she doesn't want to. Doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. But it gives you an easier solution to reading the Gemara because you can't create a condition without the Das Isha. The second issue we'll see in a moment, the second level question is, right, there are different levels to this question. One is the text and the conversation doesn't sound that way. Second level is, well, what if she says yes? So we'll see what Rishonim say to the question of what if she says yes. But you're not going to sink the concept that way. You just have to, it doesn't sound like the option to say yes is available, and we'll see different approaches to the Rishonim. Okay, Didi, what was your question?
No,
Reuben.
When we read the Makor, we made a distinction between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. We're like, Rabbeinu Hananel is saying,
she has zero dot. Where it seems like Rashi is saying she has dot for chetzi, she just doesn't have dot for 100%.
Okay. Feasible. Okay. You'd have to then clarify why those are important. Like why, what? Obviously, the difference between Rashi and Ben Chananel is Rashi's name started with Shin and Ben Chananel with Ches. That's not a difference in their pshat. So why would that impact the proceedings? Why would it be enough to scuttle it because of a lack of das? Or as you're saying, because there's already das committed to half. So you'd have to dig a little deeper into the role of das in Kiddushin. Maybe let's say like the Avnei Miluim. That if all you need is release of the woman, not das, then the fact that she doesn't have full das may not be a problem because she has general release interest. But if she's got opposing das, so if you hold out the milum is similar to this whole approach, then that question may be significant. What role das plays in the role? Maybe she has das. This has unclear das. No, she has opposing das in that canvas. Okay? Let's pile on because this is a very, very preliminary part of the subject. Obviously, the question that everyone's raising is, well, what if she says yes? What if he says, I'm going to marry half of you, but I really mean to marry all of you, and let's use the hispashtus trick. So who raises that question? Tosfos. And the Rashba. Now, Tosfos raises the question in the context of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Can anyone just articulate the kasha in Tosfos? We do a lot of lumdas here, but we do less reading of Tosfos. So just summarize the Tosfos for me. What is Tosfos kasha? Someone put up your thumb and do a Tosfos summary for me. A summary of Tosfos. Tosfos asks the following kasha. What's the kasha? Anyone try it? Tosfos up Zayin Amud Beis. What's the kasha? I'll start you up. We'll see if some people can get it. Rava, yeah, Avram. Rava, start, go block by block. You have to break down Tosfos into blocks. Block one. What part of the Gemara is Tosfos talking about? No, that's Tosfos on the Aleph. Tosfos on that base. What? Okay, Joey, start us off. What part of the Gemara is Tosfos talking about? Yeah, fair. Rav asks a question. Half of you with the pruta, half of you with the other pruta, doesn't work. All sorts of ways to understand Rav's question.
So he says, Tosfos says, if the only issue is that we don't have any, that we're missing Das Yisha, here, where he says, I'm being the Kadesh as all of you, but it's just the two separate statements, it's obvious that he wants to be the Kadesh as all of her, and therefore she should have Das, and this should work.
Hey, you just love that one word. If the only issue with is lack of das, right? And the only problem with his postures is lack of das. So when he says half of you with a pruta, half of you with a pruta, she says yes. Again, just elaborating what Joey said, independent of whatever issue is bugging Rava on Zion and Beis, should it work? Should it not work? One mice, two, whatever Rava's question was, just use his postures. Now you have chatzi isha with built-in woman-approved his postures. Well, that's some question. Is chatzi plus chatzi a problem with chatzi isha? Not a problem with chatzi isha? That was last week's year. Two different ways of understanding what Rava was really asking. So Rava had a really good question. But Rava's question is irrelevant. Okay, call it chatzi isha problem. It should still work because this is chatzi isha with this postures trick, with her green light because she knows you want to marry all of her. That's Tosfos kasha. We're not just operating in theory, theoretics, hypotheticals. There's a kasha he feels is a steer between Zayinim and Aleph and Zayinim and Beis. Zayinim and Aleph rejected his postures because the woman doesn't know, or Reuven opposes. Zayinim and Beis is blissfully unaware that the only his postures blocker is the woman's lack of knowledge. But if the woman were to agree, all of a sudden Zayinim and Aleph makes it sound like his postures should work. That's not Rav's premise, one of Zayinim and Beis. That's Tosfos Kasha Avram Klein on Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos Dibur Maschel Chetzich Beputa VeChetzich Beputa. V'im Tomer My Lo Yoel. Who cares about whatever internal question Rebbe had last Thursday? Half with the Pruta, half with the Pruta. My Lo Yoel. Hulo Amr Leel. Lo Pasha Kiddush Mekom Shun Dike Das Echeres. Here's the key word. Here's what you see is holding like the Rach and holding like Rashi, even not just by implication. Ve'ena Mistaresa Misratza. So a woman doesn't agree to anything beyond what she heard. It's all a question of das. So Avram Tosfos falls back upon his tried and trusted principle. What's Tosfos' tried and trusted principle from yesterday? His pashtus is only available if you use a hektish type of kiddushin. And what language creates a hektish type of kiddushin? Mikudeshes. And what language is Rav asking about on that base? Non-mikudeshes. But the big chiddush in Tosfos. Take a few steps away from the trees. Look at the forest. Who can give the big headline in Tosfos? You're a reporter from the Lumdish Times. One day there's only one website, lumdish.com. And you're a reporter. The big headline from this Tosfos is, in blazing, blazing print, Hispashtus works by Kiddush. There is a scenario of Hispashtus and Kiddush. Now you have to pay the ferryman, you have to pay a price, because Rava was not aware of the Hispashtus working in Kiddush. So you have to, in the small print, Hispashtus works in Kiddush, as long as you use Lashon Hekdesh, and the smaller print, and the woman agrees. The big headline, Hispashtus works in Kiddush. As long as you use Hekdesh, and Rava wasn't using Hekdesh, you're using other languages. And of course, as long as the woman says yes, because the Gemara on Daf Zayin says, in the normal case of Rava, we just said Chetziach, she didn't say yes, it doesn't work. So Rava was talking about two cases where Hispashtus were off the board. If you say Chetziach is off the board because she doesn't agree. On Daf Zayin and Beis, you're using Lashon Mereses. But if you walk away from both of those consequences, you use Mikudeshes, and she knows it works. That's a big headline in Tosfos. And that's, of course, a price that a lot of Rishonim may not want to pay. Because in Tosfos' setup, you can only play cat and mouse so long. In Tosfos' setup, once you say, Shai, listen to what I'm saying, once you say the only problem is Das, you're opening the door for valid Hispashtus. That seems to fly against the Gemara Dav Zayin, that seems to fly against the Gemara Zayin Amud Beis. So Tosfos is playing cat and mouse. Zayin, okay, there you didn't have Das Isha. Zayin Amud Beis, you didn't use the right Lashon. Maybe other Yisharim didn't want to play his cat and mouse game. Hispashtus doesn't work. I'm not a big Talmud Chacham. I'm just a regular Rebbe in Gush. I just know simple things. I know, I'm a Daf Yomi guy. I know that Hispashtus doesn't work in Kiddushin. Don't give me all these Chachmas. And therefore I have to find a shot to make sense of a wholesale rejection of Hispashtus in Kiddushin based on the Das Acheres language of the Gemara. That's the challenge that other Yisharim are going to face. Shai.
If Tosfos is exporting the Hispashtus issue to Rava, then how could Rava have a Havamina that, you know, Chatzi with Chatzi Pruta works?
Which Havamina?
Chatzi Pruta.
Again, Rava had an internal question on Thursday. Whatever his possibility was, it's one long maisa, or there's no problem with Chatzi Isha because there's exclusivity. Rava, who cares about your question? It should work for Hispashtus because she knows she's getting fully married. Answer is, you didn't use the right Lashon. The same thing, all the cases of Dav Zayin have an internal quandary that Rava is asking, but you can't resolve it by saying just use Hispashtus because you're using the wrong Lashon.
So according to those, all Rava's things would work if it's
it would all work. Check, 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 check. Strange, right? Ruben.
What do we mean when we say Hispashtus here? Because, like, is it just like sewing the two halves together, basically? Because, like, it's not like you're taking it from 50 to 100% here.
I don't know. Whatever we said yesterday. It's expanding the Maisa. It's creating a halos that spreads like a web. Whatever we said yesterday would work as long as she's on board and you go through the hektish gateway.
And also the distinction, like we made yesterday between Rav and Rabbi Hanano, like practically different to like this case, where like for Rabbi Hanano, it's that once she hears the word Chetzi, like she's out, like her dad is out. So therefore, even here, she would be out. Whereas she would agree with
Tosfos. Could be. Fine. So I have to be a little more sharp with what they said. But yes, in theory, yes.
It seems if we go up a level from the rejection of Hispashtus to Hispashtus, if Tosfos is understanding Hispashtus is when you say X, you mean X plus Y.
Maybe. I don't know how Tosfos read Hispashtus. Because his whole read of the Gemara is the logic is happening on the periphery, on the outside. There's some system called Hispashtus. It should work as long as the woman okays it. When Dav Zayin went off, she didn't okay it. And for it to work, it has to be through Hekdesh, because that's the source. How does it work? I don't know. It doesn't help me understand the mechanics of Hispashtus.
Right.
I can call Hispashtus fairy dust. How does it work? Zeres HaKazah, fairy dust. I don't have to get into the details. But this fairy dust can only be accessed if you employ Hekdesh, and this fairy dust needs her to approve, because she can't be married against her will. So Tosfos doesn't thrust us into the court. You'll see the Rashba will thrust us into the court. Okay, that's why I'm starting with Tosfos Shita. It's easier to understand, but it's less helpful in the sugya because it's extrinsic. Okay, who wants his cake and eat it too? Mark Antoinette, not Marie. Mark's Marie Antoinette's twin brother. Who wants to have his cake and eat it too? And say that that on the one hand it's a problem of das, but on the other hand she can't just come along and say, oh, by the way, I'm fine with being married entirely to you, even though you said half. And therefore, Rava never considered his pashtus as a solution in his cases. Who is the alter ego to Tussus? The Rashba. The Rashba Kantan says the only problem is das. Like the Ben Chananel, like Rashi, like Tosfos. Oh, if it's das, then what happens if she says okay, and she's saying okay, Avram on that base because she's hearing half and half. What does the Rashba say? She's too involved in the Kiddushin. Since you need her agreement, she's too involved in the Kiddushin. Now we saw this Rashba many, many moons ago. Where we learned which sugya? Ki yikach v'lo ki tikach, and Joey nasinu v'amrei. And we wanted to know whether the principle of ki yikach v'lo ki tikach is just she steals his thunder, she prevents him from doing certain actions, he has to do a complete job. Or, and I said this very, very clearly, any, and I mean any involvement of the woman, can ruin Kiddushin. She has to be the miskadeshes, not the mekadesh. She is the holy one. The man is the performer. She is the holy one. Good way to invert what seems, unless they're asked to speak at a wedding, a little sensitive to it. You're the holy one. You're not the performer. You're the object that's being sanctified. You can't be the sanctifier if you're the sanctified. And it's a chiddush in kikach v'lo kitikach. What's the woman doing here? Not much. Who's doing the maisa? Man. Who's doing the amira? Man. This isn't us in Uvamrahi. Even in close. Man does everything. But since you need her das to determine the effectiveness of the Kiddushin, that is a bridge too far. That is a step too bold. That is the frontier too... Whatever. I'm tired today, so a little fatigue setting in. That is the frontier too much. So it's the Chiddush. Can someone summarize the Chiddush, this Rashba? It's the Chiddush in how we understand? I won't get to it, but the first way of presenting it. What's the problem with that approach? That a woman can violate the terms of ki yikach v'lo ki tikach just by her thought. Joey?
Don't be das by every decision.
Right, very good. Just say the question, just invert the sentence. If das
is a problem, then kiddushin should never work.
Right, then kiddushin should never work. Who faced that problem? Who basically fell into my trap? Which great Rishon said, you're right?
The Ran.
The Ran felt that any das on the part of the woman would violate kikach v'lo kitikach, and instead of the woman contributing her das, what does a woman contribute? Nothing. Just surrender. Just surrender. She just surrenders. Whereas here, she can't just surrender. Here, she has to contribute more. Normally, when the condition is clear and the statement is clear, she just, you know what, I'm a chassid. I'm a woman chassid. I'm just surrendering. I'm misbatel. I'm just, you know, take me. Do what you said. But here he said X, but he means Y, and she has to be a little bit more collaborative and a little bit more creative and a little bit more proactive and said, you said half, but you really meant full. And I know this, so you have a spush just, Joey, and you said two halves. And just be a little more involved. It's not discernible to the naked eye. If you're just looking at the condition, she's quiet in both cases. But in the halachic mapping, she's just a little more involved. When you go over the classic editions, be my wife, Kadeshously, says, you know what? Take me! I'm doing nothing. Take me, whatever you say. Whereas here, you gotta be a little more involved. That's the answer to Joey's question. Ephraim feels that no. That if the Rashba is applying kitikach, kitikach v'lo kitikach, so Ephraim is raising two big thumbs. He's saying, evidently. Now listen carefully. This is one of the more subtle statements of today's shir. Let me see if I could say it to you in logical terms. Then you'll appreciate the chiddush Ephraim is about to say. Evidently. Are you listening? Hispashtus is trying to change a core element of Kiddushin. And if she is a necessary green lighter for Hispashtus, then she's an architect of something core about the Kiddushin. And that's a violation of Ki Yikach Vakita. I'll say it again. It's really, it's the one you should understand. I'm setting you up, Frank. I'm giving you a platform. Evidently, the magic of Hispashtus is a rewiring of something core about the Kiddushin. And if you need her to sign off on Hispashtus, which is how the Rashba's understanding, she's got to sign off, then her signing off on Hispashtus, Joey, is not just saying, oh, I'll marry you, I'm going to marry you, but she's part of the surgery team, she's part of the engineering team, she's part of the architect, team of building something about Kiddushin. Without her das, Hispashtus wouldn't work. That's what the Rashba says. Tosfos, Rach, Rashi. And if Hispashtus doesn't work, Houston, we got a structural problem here. And if Hispashtus works, then something internal has happened. And since she's got to be part of the Hispashtus team, she's got a big, you know, headset on in Houston in front of a console. Hispashtus team, she's building the satellite. What does that sound like, Ephraim? That Hispashtus changes? What do you want to say?
I'm not sure how this fits into what you just said.
Okay. So I'm the Rebbe. I've got first right. So we're good. Okay, I'm the Rebbe. Hispashtus changes? To general? What did we say yesterday? Hispashtus is magic that you perform chalos on par, but it spreads, or Hispashtus inflates the mice. Hispashtus changes the mice of Kiddushin.
So she's creating
the mice of Kiddushin. I believe this is what I have to see inside. I believe Bechashmul takes it here. Bechashmul. That's the inside. If Hispashtus basically means you did your mice, whatever mice you did, we're not changing. The Baal did a mice on part of the animal. The Baal went through a mice on part of the woman. Halacha means that chalos will grab the entire animal. That chalos will grab the entire woman if it works by Kiddushin. And her opposition will prevent Reuven, this whole magic, from happening. So her green lighting isn't really changing the mechanics of the Kiddushin, the DNA of the Kiddushin, the activities of the Kiddushin. Your Kiddushin was a Chatzi Kiddushin. But by the way, a Chatzi Amira and a Chatzi Chalos covers the whole animal, and you need her to green light, then it's close to what Joey says. Just like a woman has to green light regular Kiddushin, here a woman is green lighting. You know what? Say half, but we're going to abracadabra, Avi Balsam style, go, you know, you say half, but it's going to be a whole Chalos. It's going to grab the whole animal. But if it's Spashtos, is not chalos expansion. I didn't say diffusion, I said expansion. Chalos coverage. Hispashtus means that whatever Hispashtus means, it makes that a partial statement. It's like a statement that's comprehensive. If you need her to green light it, then she's essentially in the back room baking the cake with the husband. Husband says, let's make a Maisa Kiddushin. He says, okay, I'll bring the flour. But the flour's not enough. So I'll bring the raisins. Because you need my raisins. Because without the raisins, this cake is going to taste horrible. So she's bringing the raisins. They're in the back room. He's saying, Chetzeich Mikudesha. She says, you know what? Without Hispashtus, this is going to be a half my Kiddushin. And half my Kiddushin is not going to cut it. So I'm going to lend my green light to you, and I'll help you bake this my Kiddushin. Joey, in a regular Kiddushin, she's not in the back room baking. Husband's in the back room baking. He bakes the cake, takes out the cake into the restaurant. She says, voila, bring it on. That's not Kiyikach Loki Tikach. Here she's in the back room, baking it up with the husband. I'm baking the Maisa Amira with you. Because you want a Chatzi, let's turn this Chatzi, let's turn it into a full Maisa Amira. I'll give you my das, Hispashtus will happen, we'll have a seance. We'll all have in the back room. That's Kiyikach Loki Tikach. So by the Rashba imposing Kiyikach Loki Tikach on the woman's role in this Hispashtus allowance, this Hispashtus certification, is the Rashba essentially telling us that Hispashtus, when it works, again, the Rashba says it will never work in Kiddushin, because you'll always have Kiyikach Veloki Tikach. So this is very theoretical. We're asking, how did the Rashba view Hispashtus? It's easier to ask how did Tosas view Hispashtus. You don't have an answer to that, because Tosas has real cases that work. If you interview the Rashba, are there cases of Hispashtus that works? He'll say, no, I don't know of any case. Because she can oppose it, Rubin. And if she says yes, ah, Kiyikach Veloki Tikach. See, you're caught on both ends. You never have a valid Hispashtus in Kiddushin. But I'm not interested in the Rashba's psak only. I'm more interested in the Rashba's theoretics. How did he view Hispashtus? Because this is going to help me read Kimura according to the Rashba. It's going to help me read Nazirus according to the Rashba. Evidently, unless you say what I said earlier in the year, by the Rashba imposing Kiyikach Veloki Tikach on the woman's certification of Hispashtus, because he views Hispashtus as more internal to the process, not just spreading a chalos, even though you say half a chalos. This is a major fry. I thought you want to say that. What did you want to say?
Oh, I was going to say something similar to that. That his Hispashtus isn't the Baal saying X, and he means X plus Y, but just that, like, she's transacting with halacha, almost.
Okay. So this is our first slant to the sugya. We have three slants to the sugya today. Our first slant to the sugya. A lot of familiar ideas. Woman needs das. Problem is, it may be too familiar. And we expect this to be a little bit dramatic. Like, oh no, that's the ending. I've seen this movie 100 times. They're on the end of the cliff. He falls off, holds on to the rock. The other guy falls off, grab his leg. Okay. Snoozer. Like, come on, give me some suspense. Like, I want suspense in this Gemara. Das Achar is like a new chiddush about his pastures. Tells us just, that's the issue. You need a Das Aisha? Like, we know this. We know you need Das Aisha. What to have, Amina? And the maskana should be Lo Gamar Nafshei. And what happens if she says yes? So Tosfos says, okay, she says yes, it works. Oh, but Rava wasn't aware of it working on the Zion. Okay, Rava's talking about it. A lot of cat and mouse. A lot of solution providing. The Rashba doesn't want to play cat and mouse. So that doesn't work, because anytime you need the woman, and if you need the woman, she's too involved. Only she's too involved, Joey, to that. To the naked eye, it's just, she's not really involved. She's just nodding her head. Nodding isn't involvement. Nasan, oh, that's the problem. Nasan, that's Kiyav Gitikach. Kesef, Amira, Kiyav Gitikach. Just her nodding and saying, yes, I like the double chetziach. What's wrong with that? So maybe the Rosh was saying, okay, here, even though she's nodding, she's in the back room cooking up something halachic. It's a maisa. That's how you understand it's pashtas. Because of this, let's move on, Ruben. So Rishonim want to take another tact. Which Rishon took another tact? And today, really, if you haven't followed the first part of Shira that well, please listen carefully. Because not just the logic that I'm about to say, but the methodology I'm about to say is crucial. Which Rishon do you feel is taking a totally different tact and why? First tact is we don't have Das Aisha. That's the problem. It's a Kiddushin problem. Hispashtus doesn't apply because it's a Kiddushin problem. Kiddushin is Das Aisha. Who is taking a different tact and why?
The Rid.
The Rid, although the Rid is very ambiguous. I agree with you, but it's not going to be as clear as what I'm about to say. Who takes a different tact? The Ritva. What? Answer this question. Look at the Ritva again. What is striking about the Ritva? There's something striking, shkufta breaking. Like if I put my hand through, I break the shkufta. But I can't. Well, this is like worthy of shkufta, like shattering the backboard, shattering the shkufta. What about the Ritva's? OMG. There's something happening here. What's the OMG moment in the Ritva? Anyone get it? Okay, it's a little nice ideas. There's an OMG moment in the Ritva. Joey.
He has a mashal about diet.
Excellent. He has a mashal? That makes no sense. It makes sense. Joey's like Tzali. Okay, it makes sense. Joey's like a tree. That makes sense. Like, Joey's like a state. It comes from Washington. Joe is like a differential equation next to the... What's the bridge between a differential... Like, my son's studying differential equation when I was in college, so I was talking to him over the show. Like, where does that come from? This is the DNA of Lambdas. This is where Lambdas grows. Where Rishonim or Gemara say things that's so totally odd that seem to have no apparent connection, that evidently they're saying a logic that warrants the connection. So let's read the Ritva carefully. Let's all read the Ritva carefully. Really important moment. Okay? Until we read the Ritva, we're just assuming our one paradigm. What's our one paradigm? Why doesn't Hispashtus work in Kiddushin? Why? Because you need her das. And you don't have it through the initial statement of Chetzich. So there's a das blocker, because it's a two-way street, and you need your das. So now we read the Ritva. And the Ritva says, you know, just like Hispashtus doesn't work in Kiddushin, because you need her das, just like Hispashtus doesn't work in Kiddushin, let's read the Ritva together. Not just what he says, but the mashal. Halamaza Doma. You know what the failure of Hispashtus in Kiddushin is like? You guys listening? Rachamim owns a house. Yaakov is renting the house or living in the house illegally. Yaakov, the squatter, sells Rachamim's house to Yonah and says, I'm selling my house, Basie. That's really offensive because it's not your house. Rachamim should take you to court, pull you by the nose. But Rachamim instead signs on the contract, guarantees the sale. So now Yaakov says, wait a second, Rachamim. If you signed on the sale of my house to Yonah, of your house to Yonah, when I called the Basie, that shows you gave up rights. Why would you collaborate on an illegal sale? You must think it's legal. You've given up your rights. We saw this earlier in the year. Yaakov tells Rachamim, you lost your rights because you facilitated the sale. Rachamim says, no. When you said Basie, you weren't specific enough. You said Basie, you could have meant Rachamim's house. If you would have said Yaakov's house, then I would have been up in arms and we're taking you to court. But you just said to Yonah, I'm selling you my house. And I thought, Yonah, whoa, what in the world does this have to do with his pashtus? What on God's green earth does this have to do with his pashtus? What? I mean, I don't know if your head's on a swivel, my head's on a swivel. What is the possible connection between the failure of his pashtus and Kiddushin? I've got good thumb waving. I can wave all of my thumbs. I got dexterous thumbs. I've practiced it 40 years, my thumb waving. I'm as good a thumb waver as the next guy. But my thumbs are, I feel them popping. My thumbs had hamstrings, they'd be popping right now. I mean, turning them so fast because they have hamstrings. Just like, let me get this straight, okay? Man marries a woman, says chetzich, you want to apply his pashtus. You can't because she's opposed, or because of Das Acheres. That's similar to a debate between Rachamim and Yaakov. Yaakov sold the house he was squatting. Rachamim facilitated the sale. We would think that you gave up your rights, but Rachamim says, you said Basie, you meant my house. What in the world do these two cases have to do with each other? I know you have answers, but I just want everyone to observe. You'll see this. When you see this, this is like Shangri-La for a London. Londonim spend their whole time trying to find little tidbits and chidushin. Oh my goodness. What does a Gemara mean when it compares Timura to Naziris, or when it compares Chametz to Bor Birshus Arabim? Whoa! This is, bring it on. This is great. This is what Alamnum waits for. It's so obvious that there's a deeper unifying logic because on the surface, these two cases mean nothing similar. I'm just trying to train your eyes to look for important Lamnashim moments. Most important part of Lamnashim is know what to find. Then once you find it, you can interpret it, translate it, analyze it, but you gotta know what to find. This is a find. This is major. This is a treasure. And we're gonna have to find a way to interpret the Hispashtus fail in Kiddushin in a way that overlaps with this case of the Ritva streams. What's happening here? What's the failure of Hispashtus? Who can tell me why Hispashtus fails by Kiddushin in a way that would comment on this case? That's not Hispashtus. There's no failure. There's nothing here. Can anyone find anything similar? Heck, there aren't even women in the case. It's three men. It's three men. What are we talking? Is that Hispashtus? I'm exploding here. It's not Heck, it's not Tamura. Why does Hispashtus fail in a way that would make those cases analogous? Anyone understand our challenge? That's our challenge. What is the possible answer, Josh?
Say that the normal way it spreads is like something you own, and it can spread throughout something you own. So here the woman's signing off, they're like, oh yeah, you own the other half of me. And it can spread, but we're saying, hold on, he never really owned the other.
Good try, but you're not rigorous. We're not talking about spreading ownership there. There's no ownership spread. We're talking about a litigational discussion. Yaakov says the fact that you helped me sell it shows that you gave up your rights. Rachman says, no, you just called it basically, who cares? So we're not talking about spread or bailus. It's bailus, but not spread. It's litigation. It could be any litigation. You lent me money. You didn't lend me money. You damaged my bor. You didn't damage my bor. It could be baba kama, baba mitzia, baba basa. It could be any case in mamnas. It's not about kinyanim and the spread of kinyanim. So you latched onto something, but you didn't look at the case. That's a case where there's a litigation about a sale that Rachamim facilitated, even though it was illegal. What can we infer from Rachamim's facilitation of the illegal sale of his house? Does he lose his rights? Oh my goodness, like what's going on here? Josh, what do you think?
The woman is sort of like the Arif here. The fact that she's been Kabbalah Kedushin.
Sorry.
The fact that she's been Kabbalah Kedushin is just like the Rahim signing on to the contract. Her Kabbalah indicates that she wants the Kedushin.
Okay, let me play this out. I'm almost sure it's cute, but totally. Okay, so therefore, what's the connection between Hispash just not working in this case and that case? Take it to the next level. Well, just like his pasha doesn't work here, Rachman doesn't lose his rights.
Just like Rachman doesn't lose his rights, so to her being Mikabel the Kedushin, it doesn't necessarily indicate that she wants his pashas. She could say, I signed into a partial Kedushin.
Let me get this right. Let me get the Arif, because that's too. She's not an Arif here. She didn't say anything.
So just it's like she's saying, her signing onto the contract is like her being Mikabel the Kedushin.
So you're flipping it back basically to Tosfos. You're saying the problem is she doesn't agree.
But if you just say...
No, it's not in the Ritva either. Look at the language of the Ritva. Not in the Ritva. There's something, read the Ritva carefully. Read the language, you have the Ritva. Borrow someone's Ritva. Yes, you have a Ritva. Read the Ritva carefully. You're playing chess with the Ritva, like putting pieces on the board. You're not reading the Ritva statement. Read the Ritva statement. What's the problem with this Pashtus? That would be an overlap for the conversation between Rachamim and Yaakov. Where's the overlap? All right, what's the overlap?
What's happening is that we're, first of all, it's like a tradition, Hispashtus. We're defining Hispashtus as the man means X plus Y, right? That's what's happening. So from the woman's perspective, she only heard X, she's only agreed with X.
Excellent. Very, very good. Listen carefully. Let's just abstract it, okay? Hispashtus, and the reason Hispashtus fails here, because his spashtus, fill in the blanks, let me give you the blanks first, is a chiddush in ah, and that doesn't work here because of ah. What's his spashtus a chiddush in?
Amira.
Language. The second mahalach yesterday, again, just to remind everyone, because it's a very abstract, it's a beautiful yeshakoch, beautiful, beautiful tzusha, beautiful. Okay, we have his spashtus. We have the diffusion, which we said is not happening in Kedushin. It may happen in the Gemara a bit later. It's not happening in Kedushin. This pashas could either be how we define the Maisa Amira. You said Chetzieh, but it's like you said Kula. Either like Ruben said, like Tesseria Zaken, or more halachically. Or, it's not about the Maisa Amira, it's more a Chalos. A Chalos B'Chetzi equals Chalos B'Chula. The whole one. That's the nature. There is no cellularized Kedushin. You're either married or you're not married. But it says, okay, so why go back to zero? Go to 100. Because by heck, there's a second you say half. It's like a web and it's the whole thing. Saying half, immediately, it's based on the whole item. So now, Ephraim, we're going to sharpen what you're saying. If Hispashtus is the definition of a Chalos Kedushin, I'm going to rip up every single paper possibly in this world. Like, I'm going to kill every tree. There is no way, shape, or form that this Ritva makes sense. Josh, good try. I mean, you get really points for trying, but that's
right, man.
No, I mean, Josh. I mean, like, it's a good try. Good try, Josh. No! There is no bridge long enough. I have bridges, who knows, in China and in Far East, and there is no bridge long enough to bridge between, sturdy enough. Between how the Gemara analyzes the Chalos Kedushin and the failure. Okay, Chalos Hakdish can spread, Chalos Kedushin can spread. We'll see that later. There's no Chalos here. It's a question of what you meant, what I said. If I'm saying no. Hispashtus is how Halacha defines language. And in Hakdish, you said half. And half can halachically be mihom. When you talk about a heart, let's talk about the Kuliyama. When you say a heart, that could be... Halachically, if you talk about the whole animal, listen, absorb, the whole animal. And once we're talking about language, let's go back to yesterday's shiur, that's a more global conversation. We're not having a local conversation about Chalos Kedushin, Chalos Hekdesh. We're having a global conversation about language. That's why Rabbi Yossi Yaakov felt comfortable comparing Temura to Hekdesh. And that's why the Gemara felt comfortable flirting with his pashtus by Kedushin, even though you don't have a pasuk, the Ritva L'Shitaso, Binyanav. Now the Gemara says, okay, you're right. You're right, fancy schmancy guy. Language can mean something other than what was said. But not, what does the Gemara in Kiddushin say? The Gemara pulls the kill switch, poison pill. One can language not be more than what was said. When there are two parties. When there are two parties involved, there's no translation. We go by what's said. Don't tell me what do we call this in general. Well, I thought this, and I thought this, and I thought this, and I sold you a car, but I thought selling you a car, put on your front lawn because you live in Arkansas, and you don't really want to drive anyone, put on your front lawn. I thought, what do we call that? When there are two parties involved, we can't go by thought, interpretation, and hold the phone. I want someone to be cooking up. Someone go into the back room and cook up a big kasha for me. This is a big kasha here with the Ritva. We'll try to answer it. This whole beauty, Josh, don't give me the kasha. Cook it up. I didn't say bring it out yet. I'm still eating the soup. I'll bring out the main later. Is that the main, the dessert? This whole business of you said X, but halachically it's like Y because, Ari, that's how we define because hearts are like organisms, because without a heart, the organism can't survive. So you said the heart should be kodesh, hekdesh, but it's not the whole animal. Like you said, this animal saying heart, I'm going to tear your heart out. What does that mean? I'm going to tear your heart out. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to break your heart. I'm going to take your heart and break your heart. I'm going to break you. Like, how you doing today? Well, I just broke up with my girlfriend. How you doing? Well, my leg's feeling pretty good. My arm, not so bad. My eyes, my heart, it's really hurting. You're hurting. Your heart is you. Talk about you. So sometimes core elements through language reflect. Two people, don't give me this reflection business. When it comes to two people, no reflecting, yeah, what you meant. When it comes to two parties, what you say sticks. What you didn't say doesn't stick. Doesn't say das acheres v'lo makanya nashe. It's not a question of when. She could agree. She could want. You know, I also. It doesn't make a difference whether she. Oh, we have ESP. We're in the same wavelength. I know what you want. Telekinesis. I don't care. Public activities, declarative. Unidirectional activities such as hektish. Oh, we can manipulate language. And you said X and mean Y. Really? That's the chiddush when there are two parties. Language is only what was said, not what it could mean. It was what was said. Also, the Rachamim Yaakov Yona case. Yaakov, you didn't say you're selling Rachamim's. You didn't say you're selling Yaakov Schwartz's house. You said you're selling Basie, and Basie just means a house. And because Rachamim didn't see the word Yaakov's house on the contract, and he signed a contract that said Basie, and when Rachamim put his name on the contract that said Basie, he was signing a contract that said Basie, yeah, I'm selling my house. We had a part of how we understand that whole Gemara, which I'm not going to discuss right now. But just like, here is the bridge. You ready to walk across the bridge? Pay your toll, walk across the bridge. Here's the bridge. Just like when there are two parties, the word chetzi in Dav Zayin and Kiddushin means. What does chetzi mean when there are two parties? Chetzi and nothing else. Similarly, in the Ritva's case, the word Basie means Basie, not Basie Shel Yaakov, even though we all know what Yaakov meant. But Rachamim did one thing. And it's a very innocuous thing. Rachamim put his name on a contract that says he's selling his house. No big problem there. He signed a contract that he's selling. Why would he do it? Why he likes Yona. Yona's a pipsqueak. Yona's easy to beat up. Yona's a nice guy. He's afraid of Yaakov. He says, you know, I'll get this land into Yona's hands. I'll sell the land to Yona. But I did not commit the crime of signing a contract of selling my house and assisting my illegal squatter. That didn't happen. I didn't assist Yaakov to sell a house to Yaakov, because Yaakov called it Basie. You can argue the details, you can distinguish between the two cases. But I'm about to say something that I've never said this year to you. Okay, I've never said this to you, I don't think. I think I'm pretty confident in what I'm about to say, so get ready. It's the first time you're hearing this. There is no other way to learn the Ritva. There is... There's a your way. There is no other way. You can nip that, you can change the details, you can, but there is no other way. That's what makes this so powerful. But otherwise, what is he talking about? And now we'll read the whole Ritva's language. We've got a Kiddushin. Here is Ephraim's language. Kivan shelo hotzi b'lashono elachetzia. So he does talk about logam renafshe, the line in the Ritva. If I would have just had that line, I would have thrown the Ritva into the Rashba's world. But the power of v'ha l'mazeh domer l'ruven sh'yedav r'veso v'chein kol kriyatzit b'zeh. Okay? Who seems to say the same thing before we argue the Ritva? Who seems to, who's in this camp? Let's review this pshat. Seems to be the Ritz in this camp. What's the problem with his pashtos for Kiddushin? The whole magic of his pashtos is language contextualization, and language means something other than what was said. Language in Hektish can mean more than it was actually said, but by Kiddushin, pump the brakes. Two people. In a two-people system, language is what was said, no more and no less, no flexibility. And that's the second way of reading the Gemara. Das Acheres, two people, don't stop playing with language. Okay, bring it. Who's got the question? We got the dessert. Fine, what's the dessert? Oh, really? Kiddushin, language, strict, rigid. What was said, what wasn't said. Shai's holding up certain body part. Everyone hold up the body part. You didn't even have to ask the question. Hold up your body part. If language in Kiddushin is rigid and doesn't allow his posh just because there are two people, how does a dying work? This is not deep dive into Kiddushin. This is going underneath the ocean floor. Like you have that little break in the ocean floor. And you see these little prehistoric algae that, you know, lasted for. If you know Kiddushin well, you're able to pull on your fake beard and say, wait a second. Why does Yadayim work, but Ispash just doesn't work? If his spashtus is about language flexing, and the Gemara shuts down language flexing, if this is a pshat, then what about Yadayim? There are answers to that question, obviously, Yadayim, but I just want you to see how when you dig deep, you're starting to create connections you want other. There is no Rishon that I'm aware of that asks this question. I can't say I'm aware of all the Achronim, but I haven't seen anyone ask this question. But we keep getting back to this question. If we're honest with ourselves, and we shut down language manipulation in Kiddushin, then what about Yadayim? Anyone remember the Ran, when the Ran explained the two sides of the Gemara's question in Dharam, why you should say Yadayim by Kiddushin? Why you shouldn't say Yadayim by Kiddushin? What was the Svari said, why you shouldn't say Yadayim by Kiddushin? Anyone remember? Maybe you shouldn't say Yadayim by Kiddushin, which was strange, and we had a hard time explaining it. We tried to give, you know what he said in the Darim Davav, you shouldn't say Yadayim by Kiddushin because?
There's a mice involved.
We don't really know what that meant. Can you explain the Ran now based on what we said? What does the Ran really mean? You're not going to say Yadayim by Kiddushin. Not because there's a Maisa. The mice is reflective of the fact that you need concrete interaction between two people and you can't play with language. It's not the mice that's the reason you can't use Yadayim. The fact that you need a mice in Kiddushin shows that you're dealing with a interactive chalos, not a unilateral chalos like Hektish. And just like you need a mice, similarly, the Amira can't be flexed creatively. That could be one way to read a very, very strange Ran. So all of a sudden here, we've moved to a whole different continent now. Since Kiddushin is two people, we have a, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the opposite of flexing? An ossification, a rigidization of language.
Standard.
It's not just standards, it's creating rigidity. The opposite of creating flexibility. Like, what are we really talking about here? Like, close your ritvas, keep your gemaras open. Is this really true? Take a step back and say, forget the equation to Rachamim and Yaakov. That was just to get our minds pumping. There's no Gemara that creates that analogy. It's just the Ritva saying Halamazah Doma. Like, larger. Like, maybe it's not true. Maybe, even though Kiddushin is interactive, it's not like selling your land. It's not like selling your cow, where what you said is what you said, and the Rambam should believe in and Devarim. Maybe I can have contextual, subtextual meaning enter the conversation. We all know, guys, they want to get married, right? We all know that that's agreement. It's not like, well, she doesn't know, she knows. The non-knowledge of the woman, that's the Rashba's problem. That's Tosus' problem. That's, she knows, but, oh, you need language with a capital L, and language and two people and strict, like, what's really happening here? Go five levels up. Why would you have strict language in Kiddushin because there are two people? We talked about this in certain points. We'll get back to it when we do some Chazara. When you use language to create Ishus, what are you doing? Is it English word? Or is it... We talked about this a little bit. Right?
I don't know if the one works, but is it that Amira fundamentally is miyatzer, part of Yishuv, part of marriage, or does her das allow everything else to go through, and it just removes a blocker?
Okay, so you're falling back on the Ran, basically. It's structurally like the Ran. The das doesn't have a positive role. Amira doesn't. It's not really her Amira or das.
No, I don't mean hers. I mean yours and hers.
Okay, I think what you may be saying, let me... Is Amira, Josh...
Is it like defining... What, like, you know, their affection is and, like, who she is, or is it just kind of a...
Great, excellent.
How do you say it? Like,
okay, I'll give you the two words. They may jog your memory. Is it declarative, you are my wife, or is it...
Contact.
Conversationalist. Conversation is not declaration. What is this whole ritva assuming? Rigidity of language, what was said, no... Declaration.
How fundamental Amira is.
Right, you're saying you are. So anytime Amira.
So are going back to a
student
now?
Ah! Excellent. You beat me to the button. Is it declaration? Is it conversation? Is it. What do we see? Formal language. Remember, is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva, the Chol Lashon, and the Mordechai, be my love, be my. Isn't this part of that conversation? Isn't this Ritva Rid way of reading the sugya saying it's declaration and it's... So everyone's just declaration like Hekdesh. Okay, then whatever. Flexibility. But it's declaration with two parties. Okay, but maybe it's not declaration. Maybe it's just talking to each other. We all know. Like, if we're forming a relationship. It's conversation. And conversation is much less formal and the subtext of conversation. When you go and declare, do you agree to tell the truth? Hold none but the truth. Oh, but I really meant, you know, I have my fingers in the back there, across. Not going to work, perjury. When you're talking to people, it's not so full. Oh, okay, you just said a little bit of advice for marriage, okay? Don't get into, well, you said mode, you know, what would you really sound like? You're not reading a ritva when you're having a conversation with your wife, you know. Oh, you said this word, you meant, just conversation. What does she mean? What did he mean? Conversation is not meant to be analyzed like ritvas. That's going to ruin relationships. Oh, but you said this word. Okay, but you know what I meant. Don't try. When you're having an argument with someone, either you're trying to solve the argument and communicate, or you're trying to win the argument. Trust me, winning arguments is a recipe for failure in relationships. You don't want to win arguments. You can win arguments in a legal battle, because then you'll win your case. And based in, you'll win your money. Your goal in having an argument with someone that you care about is, how can we resolve and improve our relationship? It's not about who won the argument. It's about how can we improve our relationship right now. So winning is off the table. If you win, you lose. Okay, you win, and the person feels like, you know, angry at you and never wants to talk to you again. So who's won? You're not winning arguments. So if Kiddushin is about that, would I buy into this? Remember, always after you build a Rishon, like take a step back. And, I don't know, maybe even though there are two people, since it's more informal conversation, unless maybe I can. Well, you know what I meant? And I said Kiddushin. Or to say it differently, why should Chetziech B'Kiddushin fail, but a language of Harayat Ahuvasi succeed according to the Mordechai? I'm asking a kasha now, a lumdish question. Why should Hispashtus fail? Because what you said, and you... And in the other case, you said, you didn't use a formal language of the Torah, you used the Ahuvasi. So now I've created a vortex of three or four sigyos that have nothing to do with each other, but have everything to do with each other. One of those four sigyos in this lumdish vortex somewhere up in Olam Haba, spinning around, Hispashtus, Asukin, Yadayim, Lashon Kiddushin, those are spinning around. No vortex. Wait. Those things have nothing to do with each other. Yes, they have everything to do with each other. Because the higher up your abstraction, the more vacuum. The more you vacuum up into you. The bigger the tornado, the more you vacuum. All these cows spinning around. All these red Dodges, Dodge back flatbed trucks spinning around. And picking things up as you move along. Lambda is like a vacuum cleaner. Never heard that one before. Like a vacuum cleaner. You just vacuum up ideas. And you create these larger ideas. Okay, Avi. Good patience.
Right. So why do you have to say the Ritva in his mashal is davka? Why can't you say like Josh said that when he compares it to an Arif, all he's saying is that the Isha, because the man only said Al-Fati Amir, the Isha didn't have doubt. That's mashal from Lashon HaRitva also.
Well, there's too much happening. What does that have to do with Arif?
Because in the Arif case, the Arif didn't have doubt to lose his house.
Just okay, so, I say so you're not saying like Josh Glentner, the woman is not an Arif. You're working on Das. Okay, so take the Arif word out of the conversation.
Right.
Rachman is an Arif. No, just like.
Just the Arif didn't want to lose his house because we know he didn't want to lose his house, right? So two, the woman didn't want to be Makati because the man didn't say the thing that would make her be Makati. So when she says yes, we don't know if that was a yes to the Kiddushin. Okay.
Why would I need a mashal to tell me that?
I'm saying,
and why would this be the mashal?
No, the mashal is just a kinyan where one of the parties.
I know that you're creating sequencing, but why am I creating a work? Not only the mashal makes things easier. I don't know when the woman hurts chatzeich whether she wanted it. Okay, then that's a pretty logical statement.
Yeah.
And I'll prove to you that just because that I don't know when she heard the word chatzeich whether she wanted it. By quoting an easier case, and it should be in Kiddushin because mashals, in Kiddushin are generally more helpful the closer the mashal. So why am I creating the most concocted case possible, convoluted case possible, to prove that the woman hearing chetzich didn't want full Kiddushin?
Well, the way I know it is because the Rashba says that she needs to have das. Like,
okay, but we're learning the Ritva right now.
In the Ritva. The Ritva says...
Okay, so you're placing emphasis on the word das. I'm placing emphasis on a mashal that's totally, totally convoluted in this case. Okay.
Yeah.
Stipler says something which to me is obvious. I think it should be in Rishonim. I just couldn't find it in Rishonim. It's nice to see a Stipler together. I can keep telling you in some yeshivos, that's the daily course. Let's read a Stipler, let's read Amilu, let's just read Mahalchim. Here we're trying to get a more global, what are the Mahalchim in the Sugya? It's a nice chance to read the Stipler. I happen to own an original set of the Stipler. You had to actually go to his house and buy the original volume by volume. It wasn't sold in the market. My Zedi, Zechatzadik Livrach, was very close with the Stipler. So he got me a set. I didn't really know what it was when he bought it. I said, okay, I'll put it on the shelf. And all of a sudden I woke up one day, oh, I own a Stipler. Isn't that cool? I own a real authentic Stipler. So Stipler basically says as follows, and it's a neat conclusion to the sugya. We're not going to get a chance to talk about Kiddushin. I won't give you time to share clearly. Stipler says as follows. The difference in Kiddushin and Hekdesh is not because the woman opposes, and in Hekdesh there's no animal opposition. And it's not what this Ritva is saying, how language because of two parties, because who says that Hispashtus is necessarily about language? What the Gemara is really saying is that the of Kiddushin is different than the of Hekdesh. What's the... Okay, that's a more specific, but see, be more general, structural. The chalos of Kiddushin is very different than the chalos of Hekdesh. And the chalos of hekdesh allows, he doesn't say this, but it's implied, chalos manipulation. Okay, a chalos on part of hekdesh is a chalos on all of hekdesh. There is no such thing as bit by bit cellularization, compartmentalization, partitioning. Hekdesh is only a partition. It's either all or nothing. And as much as the chiddush, you go from zero to nothing. This is zero to everything when you say half. But kiddushin is not like that. And very, very, this is the deepest statement of the sugya. It's not about language of kiddushin being different for language, because that's not really a kiddushin statement. Rachamim. The Ritva statement is not really kiddushin. It's more about one party or two parties. Anytime you have one party, language can be manipulated. Anytime you have two parties, it can. Baharaya, the Ritva compares it to Rachamim's case. Essentially, it's not really a statement about kiddushin. We extrapolate it to say, well, is the Ritva statement so obvious? If it's a conversation, maybe you don't need such rigidity. But the DNA of the Ritva statement and the DNA of the Rit statement is not a kiddushin statement. And for that matter, the DNA of Tosis and the DNA of the Rashba and the Rach is also not Kiddush. I mean, it's Kiddushin, but it's so basic. Oh, you need Das Isha. Big Kiddush, you need Das Isha. We've seen that before. So you don't really walk away, according to Tosis, the Rashba, you don't really walk away with a big, big Kiddush and Kiddushin on the surface level. You walk away saying, oh, Kiddushin needs Das Isha, so she's going to get, you may oppose. Oh, Kiddushin needs language, like other cases need language, like Rachamim is based on language, and Yaakov, so here the language is what you said counts, not broader interpretations. Something about this sugya makes me feel, and makes the Stipler feel, that this is more of an epic moment in the history of Kiddushin Lamdas. This is the moment that Kiddushin breaks up, because keep the theme of the day, with his best friend Hekdesh. This is the moment that we're defining Kiddushin as a chalos, not two people, one. The two people, one person is only idiosyncratically connected to Hekdesh. It's not really Kiddushin, Kiddushin, Hekdesh. Hekdesh happens to be one person, and Kiddushin happens to be two people. It's totally serendipitous. It's not fundamental. Something tells me that this is a major, major, major intersection in the journey of Kiddushin. And as much as you want to turn Kiddushin into Hekdesh, and that's the Gemara's Havamina, the Kiddushin should shadow Hekdesh. And just like the Chalos of Hekdesh allows this Avi Balsam-esque Chalos change, so should Kiddushin. Kiddushin has a component that's totally different from Hekdesh. Wait for your cue. Kiddushin has a component that's totally different from Hekdesh. And in that component, chalos is R. Compartmentalized, quantified, limited, cellularized. Come on! I've done such a good job in brainwashing you. Who says in English we don't brainwash you? I spent 3 months brainwashing you. But if you just someone stopped you on the street 3 months ago, you're going to Gush, you're learning Kiddushin. What is Kiddushin?
Kenya.
It's a Kenyan. It's your nickname. So we've twisted our fingers in every which way trying to say that it goes beyond the Kenyan and more than a Kenyan. Maybe the Kenyan isn't the classic Kenyan. Sharva Chamaro and then Rashba and Tosfos HaRosh and Ramban and Gita. We tried so hard to move away from Kenyan. Maybe this Gemara is saying, stop. Just stop. Enough. There's a Hekdesh part of it. There's also a Kenyan part. And obviously, Spashas doesn't work in Kenyan. Kenyanim are quantifiable units. They're atomic. They're particulars. You study chemistry lately? Hekdesh is physics. Kenyan is chemistry. Molecules, parts, how much you own, shutfas, peros, goof, how much you give, you ain't give, right? How much did you marry? Half a woman. Period. You get half. No discounts here. No grab on the way out. No grab it on the way out. Your Hekdesh part of the world, yeah, that could broad, expand, explain. But that's what the Stipler says. I love it. I just don't like the language so much in the Gemara. I love it. I love it. This is the sugya. This is my sugya. This is what I want the sugya to say. You can say it. What are we waiting for? Yeah! Yeah, you can't. What are you talking about? Hispashtus and Kinyan are like Yaakov and Esav. They don't mix. It's like Yishlach here. You can't oil them more. They don't mix. What are you in their right mind? Think about Hispashtus by Kinyan. Head examined. That's what this type is. It's beautiful. It's really just, it's stunning in its simplicity. It does say it. Okay. Now, Davar Pasha Lechaira. Shemavada Siyas Kedusha Visur Na Alma Ka'avid Amikadesh Nami Kinyanim Visachusim Ba'isha. He's got really good language, this type. Even though he's writing rabbinically. Really, really good language. Okay, he throws in a little curveball here. I'll prove to you that the man is acquiring the woman, because how else could you make her usser? I can't make your object usser. So how do I make a woman usser? So I have to make her usser as part of the acquisition. That's also a deep, deep dive into Lumbus. Is the Baal's ability to turn his wife into Eishes Ish a product of him also being Koner? What do you think?
Well, that's not close to
us. What?
That's not close to us.
Tosfos is not base.
Tosfos doesn't say that, because he says that there are different ways to do it.
Yeah, of course not Tosfos. Okay. Where are we here? Well, Mashayach Inyan Kinyan Kesef Gavasias Chalos Yisum Beloshim Kinyan. V'chol HaGemar De Kiddushin Mashmim Pshita Shabal Be Kiddushav Zocha Ba Tzad Kinyan Bailus. V'hashta Hachi Ka'amar HaGemara. D'mishim Hachi Loshayach Pashta Gavi Kiddushin Shem Dika Das Acheres Perish. Das Acheres isn't the cause of the blocker. Das Acheres reflects the type of chalos that Kiddushin is. It doesn't allow his pashtas. Chimandiga Das Acheres. Here's the line. Here's the most important logical word in the Hechrech. It's a simon, not a siva. The Hechrech, it must be, once you need, why need the woman's das, Rafi? If the woman is just becoming hektish like an animal, who needs her das? Just make her an Eishes Ish. Make her your wife. The fact that you need Das Aisha proves that there's a Kenyan. Every Kenyan needs Das Makna. That's his global statement. You can argue every which way but loose, but this is pretty compelling. This is pretty deep. Now, like, every sentence I say makes sense to you because you have context. Every sentence in the stipple, that's it. All of a sudden, it just comes, it's explosive. When you read Lumbus and you know Lumbus, it's like every line. Oh, okay. The hechrech shemilvad hakedusha tzarech sheyikne ba kinyanei bailus. Uve kinyanei lo hashkecha. Now you say it's like obvious. A pashta. Din pashta ein al gabi hekdeishas. V'lo gabi kinyanim. Beisha zoom, skipping through lines. Dami el behem shol shnei shukvim. Of course the next day is pashtas, but money. Now, of course, I would wish the Gemara's language would sound a little bit more like the stipler. Okay. Choose your mahalach in the sugya. We found the strengths and the weaknesses of each mahalach. Tosfos is probably the most literal read, but is that the whole cliffhanger of the Gemara? You can't say spashas because you need to da'as isha. Like the Bechirish and Dav Zayin? Of course not. Don't even raise it. Like the pay per word. You're paying per word in Shas. You know, that's unlimited words, so don't waste the words. You tell me a bigger Chiddush. Of course, the way to answer the stipler is, yes, in Kiddushin there's a Kinyan. No one in his right mind would say there's no Kinyan. But why can you still say Hispashtus by Kiddushin, even though there's a Kinyan?
Maybe the
close Muslim. Not too
Muslim. Maybe the Chalos happens first and then
right. Close. Excellent. I know, going back to our first week of Shir, that you get to a Kenyan, but maybe you trigger the Hekdesh and the Hekdesh drags the Kenyan. The Hekdesh mushrooms the Kenyan. So the process of Kiddushin is making a woman Hekdesh. And then the Hekdesh spreads through whatever Hispashtus mechanism you think would apply. Maisa chalos. And then once the woman is totally married because she had a full Maisa condition, or the one time is totally married because the half a chalos and a woman is equivalent to a full chalos, then the kinyanim say, okay, how much of the woman is married? You also happen to own that part of it. So the stipend is assuming that not only is there a kinyan, but the Baal has to directly trigger a kinyan. You're going to, I'm assuming, when you learn this Gemara at the beginning of the third prayer, Kiddushin Mea Tov Simba, I wrote an article on this once. You're going to start getting into what drags what. The Kenyan drags the Kenyakdish, the Issa drags the Ishazish. Well, you see how today's Sugya is so much more grounded than yesterday, because today's Sugya we actually have Rishonim talking about a line in the Gemara. Yesterday's Sugya is theoretical. Oh, the Gemara wants to think about his Pashas. Well, how would that work? So I laid out three options for you, one which we disqualified. One. Okay, just to give you closure on the sugyas, I want you to get back to the base matters. We've reached two conclusions. Two totally separate conclusions, which one Gemara totally debunks, and we're going to have to just at least put that Gemara in context. One is, there is no such thing as diffusion. Two is, hispashtus doesn't work because in Kiddushin, because Das Acheres, whatever that means. Kiddushin, Amira. Well, where does this Pashtus work? Clearly by Kiddushin. Not just in Tosis' case, where the woman says yes, even the woman says no. Where does this Pashtus work? Anyone? It's your question. It's your question. You meet your friend on the street. Does this Pashtus work? He's not in Kiddushin. Does this Pashtus work? Yeah, no! No, there is a case where it works. What do we call that case?
Gomri.
What case are we talking about? Where a person marries a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharen, according to the Amarayim, Rav Baravuna, and Rav Chizah, they say it works. What happens if she mishtachreras, according to Bzera? Gomri. We looked at the Shita Paki, but according to Bzera thing, I don't know. Which Amara is. Gamri. Well, wait a second. Does anyone ask the Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharen if she's into the Gamri business? Anyone ask her? When Tosfos, you need her approval. And you know what? According to the Ritva, and Tosfos written in the Stipel, even if she approves, it's not going to work. It's Kiddusha. It's a question of whether she wants it or not. So what's the obvious answer? Simple answer. Gomri is not Hispashtus. What does Gomri sound like on the board that we already said is not Hispashtus? What?
Diffusion.
Gomri is that outlier on the end of the board that's not Hispashtus and that doesn't need the criteria of Hispashtus. You created a Chatzi Isha, miraculously. Normally you can't start at 50, but you did. Because Lo Shayer B'Kinyano. So you created a half woman, Chatzi Isha, Chatzi Bascharen. And then when she's liberated, B'Kinyano spreads. And you have to ask her. This whole Hispashtus breaker is the last part of the table. However we define Hispashtus, it fails by Das Acheres. For all the reasons we said today, she's not into it, language isn't supple, or it's kinyan. But there's something else called gomri, which is what we thought hispashtus was, but we realized it wasn't because of the mikneh's question. Now, pipashtus, gomri is not hispashtus. And the reason it isn't because it operates by kiddushin, even though das acheres. Which is how most Acharonim, aside from the Milan, would understand. Some want to say, no, it's really still as Pashtus. So that's like a whole different level of the Sugya. I just want you to realize that that idea that we just tossed off the table, and we've been approaching the Sugya as that's not really as Pashtus, and today we define as Pashtus, you've got that whole Gomri business happening in Gittin. Okay, let's stop now and give you some real time to prepare for the Shir Klali. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to just go through the Sugya Zayinim base that we learned already. Basar Nozim, Basar Mekabel. Let's go through, we'll give you Makoros, but I just want to We'll read the Gemara till Zayin and Aleph, till Chesem and Aleph, go through some of the lumdas that we've seen, review some of the lumdas, and then Friday this year we'll start the Sugya Chesem and Aleph of Moreh V'Holeh. Okay, that's enough on Friday, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, you are welcome. Let's hope everyone fails today.